boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So it was a big night on The Bachelor last night because it was hometowns.
Ooh.
I think those are always so much fun because...
Those are always my favorite dates.
They take them around wherever they're from and do the most, like, I don't want to say basic thing, but like whatever that city is known for.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's always somebody from New Orleans, and every single time there's always a street band playing when the Saints go marching in. Every single time they're in New Orleans, which they were last night. But it got me thinking, if you were on The Bachelor and you had to bring the Bachelor here to Cedar Rapids for a hometown, what would your must stop places be? To show them where you're from.
I'm showing them the toilet bowl cleaner, like the brush.
The Five Seasons thing. Uh-huh. Okay.
Everyone thinks it looks like a toilet brush. But the Five Seasons, you know, tree. We got to show them that. That's iconic, right?
Yes, definitely. Got to show them that.
And then I think, but I want to do it at night where it's a little bit more romantic.
Oh.
You know, the lights. Downtown Cedar Rapids, I've always said, is very romantic in the wintertime. So really hope that I'm on The Bachelor around the, like, winter season.
I think it normally falls around there. Fall, winter.
I want to be here around Christmas time because I always say downtown Cedar Rapids is so romantic. And then I want to walk past the Alliant Energy building when they got it lit.
Ooh.
Because nothing screams romance like that.
Like energy lit up building.
I like it. That's what I'm thinking. What are you doing?
Oh, I think I would just like take them on a long drive and take them through the smelly parts of town and then hope that it's Crunch Berry Day.
Oh, I thought you meant on the southwest side where I don't know which factory it is, but I always said it's Stinky Town over there.
Yeah, I want to take them through all the scents.
So the stinky part, and then you're going to hand them next to Crunch Berry.
Uh-huh. Okay, hope great. That it's Crunch Berry Day so that they understand why we're the city of...
We also have another scent,
which is...
Mount Trashmore.
Yeah, and then we could look at Mount Trashmore because I don't want to be on TV huffing and puffing up
your
that
ankles
thing.
Can't do it.
Absolutely not. No, no way.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let me save you a Google search tonight and tell you about the hot trend on TikTok, herkle-durkle.
What is herkle-durkle?
It is a word.
I feel like you are punking me.
I'm not. Actually, I swear I'm not the first person I saw using this in a video. I was like, is this real? And then I kept seeing it. So this is seriously a thing. If you remember, in the last couple of months, we've seen the Gen Z term of bed rotting, which I am quite honestly a professional at, a.k.a. laying around in your bed and leaving as little as possible.
Yeah.
This is basically the same thing, sort of. This is a real word, herkle-durkle, and it dates back to the 1800s in Scotland.
I thought you made this word up.
No, I swear to God. It is a 200-year-old Scottish word, and it literally translated means to lie in bed or lounge about when one should be up and about.
Okay.
So... AKA, I was late for work because I herkle-durkled for a solid 20 minutes today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I do this every day of my life. For me, I feel like it looks a little bit different for everybody. If I'm not scrolling on TikTok, thinking about getting up out of bed, I'm rationalizing in my head. I'm like, okay, it's 8 a.m. I got to be at work at 11 a.m. So if I get up at 10, I have 15 minutes to do my hair. I have 20 minutes to do my makeup. I'm rationing my time. I don't know if I'm the only person that does that. Like, okay, if I sleep in like 30 more minutes, here's what I can get done in that amount of time.
Got it.
How do you herkle-durkle?
So is herkle-durkle just like, is it sleeping or is it just avoiding work?
It's avoiding getting up and doing what you're supposed to be doing, whether it be working out.
What if you're like already doing something, but you're just avoiding doing that? Is that still herkle-durkle?
What?
Like, because there was a job. I'm not going to tell you which. Well, you know what? I could because you know what? It's not like I'm going to do anything now. But there was a job that I hated so much. And I would spend 8 hours a day just on Facebook.
In your bed?
No, I was at the job.
Oh, no, you gotta be in your bed. This is like,
okay, well, I didn't do it in bed. Don't worry. Like, I didn't do that.
You could be late to work from Herkel Dirkling because you didn't get out of bed beforehand.
Okay. Got it. You know what I do? I set an alarm always 2.5 to 3 hours before work.
Okay.
Every single day.
Yes.
But I snooze it. Mm-hmm. And I give myself 30 minutes or less. Today was 20 minutes to get ready. And it normally takes me 3 hours.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like there should be a more extreme word than Herkel Dirkling for that.
No idea what it is.
I don't either.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I think this one actually comes with a little bit of a message of how not to behave on a date. So if you're like thinking about doing that this weekend.
Are you going to tell me I can't put elbows on the table because it's the worst?
No, 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 no.
I do that anyways.
I do too. Sorry.
Sorry about my manners.
No, this is much worse. And this story comes from Kayla from Cedar Rapids. I just had a terrible first date last weekend. I was meeting a guy from Bumble at a restaurant that he chose, and I got there a few minutes early. Once he arrived, he gave me a hug, which was so tight, I could barely breathe. Weird, but maybe he didn't realize. Once the food came out, he ended up getting half of it down his beard, which gave me the ick, especially because he didn't wipe it off. Mm-hmm. And it just sat there looking gross.
And crusty.
He spilled salsa on his shirt and proceeded to lick it off.
Oh.
He then declared that he knew we'd get on like a house fire when he first saw my profile.
That's disgusting.
Whilst I sat there wishing the time would just move faster. He wanted to order dessert, but I said I was full. But he proceeded to order anyway, so I had to sit and watch him also eat the ice cream. And he kept trying to get me to try some, even though I told him twice I can't eat ice cream because I can't eat dairy.
Mm.
He also stuck his finger in his ear probably three or four times and wiped it on his pant leg each time.
Ew.
It was just awful. And I wasn't brave enough to leave him and tell him it wasn't working out because he did seem like a quite sweet but very immature man child. I'm so tired of first dates.
Dude, if I learned anything, I need to bring a Tide pin everywhere because I don't have one on me. And I am not going to watch you lick it off your shirt. That is disgusting.
You would have offered him the Tide stick?
Instead of watching him lick salsa off his shirt? Absolutely.
I guess you have a point there.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email thosegirls at kzia.com. C102.9.
So we asked you, how do you treat your pet like a human? And Renee on her Facebook page is like, bet I'm going to win this. Renee's like, my dog, he gets dibs on the TV and always picks the National Geographic.
My guy. I love it.
Not The Bachelor, okay? We're not watching Friends tonight.
I am convinced that my cats do pay attention to The Bachelor. I'm not going to lie. You know when you catch them, like, it gets their attention. You're like, oh my God, I'm so glad they're enjoying this
they're
like I do.
They're watching it too. Yeah. That's hilarious. We want to know from you, how do you treat your pet like a human? I bring this up because this weekend, neighbor man, he really likes to treat his cat like she's a human.
Mm-hmm.
And we took her for a walk. That was one. And then also we took her to Petco.
Oh, okay.
Which is, it was funny because everybody kept saying, I've never seen a cat here before.
I can't say that
Have you ever gone to a pet store and you've seen a cat? You only see dogs there. But he's just treating that cat like she was a human and she got to pick out her own bed.
Does she like it?
She loved it. Oh my God. She would lay on the ground and I swear to God, she was trying to seduce people.
Oh.
Oh. She was like, come here and look at me.
Okay.
You wanna pet this belly? I know you do.
I think she was in the wrong store.
Okay, some people might call us crazy. I, on the other hand, would call us the best pet parents in the entire world. But we want to know from you, how do you treat your pet like a human? I just saw on our Facebook page, Amy says she sleeps with me. Okay, her dog sleeps with her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody pretty much lets their dog sleep with her.
Yes.
No, no, no. Amy has her dog tucked in the bed. The dog is sleeping up against the pillow, blankets all tucked in. This dog is a freaking princess.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
I love that.
She's definitely treating her dog like it's a human.
And we want to hear how you treat whatever your pet is like a human. Kevin, how do you treat your pet like a person?
Oh, I spoil her like a child. I have a bunny rabbit. She's got her own bedroom. She doesn't live in a cage. She's got rent of the house. She gets fed treats and she gets spoiled rotten.
What's her name?
Just like a kid. Ada May.
Ada May. So she's the queen of the house?
Ada May. She is. She is. She's a little princess. She thinks she's a little princess. She chews everything. She'll like, my wife will buy a table or whatever, and the damn thing will gnaw, and we have to, not yours. That's not yours.
But she's so darn cute.
Oh,
she gets
on,
away
she's
with
a
it.
Princess.
I feel that. That is my dream, first of all, to have.
As a bunny?
No, to have a room just for my cats.
I know, right?
I do relate to Kevin in that I buy something and my cats gnaw on it and I should be mad, but they're just cute. So I let
them.
It be. But I was trying to think, how do I treat my cats like a human? I'm extra in a lot of different ways, but I think the biggest thing is that they have their own glass of water that always sits out.
Like a glass?
Uh-huh. Hear me out here. Okay.
What?
So I have obviously like a feeder thing like that, a food and a water dish that came together. They're actually free feeder things that you can fill up and they, as they eat more food or drink
it
more water.
It will come out more.
Yeah, it just comes out more. So at one point I remembered my grandma, she had cats and she would make what she called kitty cocktails and she would just give them water with ice cubes and put it in a special dish and put it out like on her floor. And that was like a great childhood memory of mine. So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that with my cats. How special. That's so fun. Now it's gotten to the point that my cats will only drink the kitty cocktail, which is ice water in a cup on my kitchen island.
Shut up.
Serious. I still have the water dish over by their food.
They don't care.
It's always full because they never drink out of it because they drink out of the cup on the counter because they like the kitty cocktail. Mm-hmm. So call me extra.
You
but.
Are making cocktails for your cat.
There's no booze in it.
I know, but that is the most boozy thing I've ever heard.
I'm creating monsters.
Dude, people always judge me when I tell them that I always let the dogs sit at the dinner table like humans.
That is a little crazy.
Is it? Like, they said, they were good, too. Like, you know, I'd eat my dinner, and Milo and Otis would sit at the table and sit as well. And they didn't get up on the table to try to grab the food. They sat there. It's like a little family sitting at dinner.
Well, 8718 texted us, and I think you guys would get along, because they said, my bird shares breakfast with me. He loves scrambled eggs and peanut butter toast. A bird,
when
I don't know.
When is breakfast? I'm coming over.
I'm not sure a bird can sit at the table the way your dogs would, but that is giving the same energy.
Dude, first off, the breakfast sounds great. Second off, I want to see that. That is so cool.
It's pretty unheard
I'm coming
of.
Over. Invite me over. We want to know, how do you treat your pet like a human? Is it letting the bird eat breakfast with you?
I love it.
Or is it mean you let the dog sit at the dinner table with you?
Jenny, how do you treat your pet like a human?
Okay, I treat my dog like a human because she does family portraits with us, and whenever there's like an Easter bunny photo op for pets, I always sign her up for that, and like photos with Santa, so she's included in all of the regular holiday photos.
I love that. You're really part of the family if you're getting the Santa photos.
100%.
Alicia commented on our Facebook page and said they all have human first names, middle names, and last name.
Yes, I am so for that. You have to give your dog or cat or whatever a middle name. You have to.
Yes, I agree. Or a very specific like nickname.
Yes.
Like my cat doesn't have a middle name, but I call him Romeo Naughty. Naughty is his middle name.
I like that.
When he's being bad. But, you know, any nickname will do.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Also on our Facebook page, Jennifer said, I talk to them like a human.
No.
You don't?
No, I mean, guess what you consider a human? I talk to him like a baby.
I do that too.
I don't talk to him like, what's up?
No, do you ever try
how was your nap today? Like, I don't talk to him like I would talk to you. I talk to him like, hey, little guy, how are
you? No. I do that too. But have you ever gotten to the point where you're trying to like reason with your pet?
What do you mean reason?
Like last, I'll give you an example. Last night I had to go let my parents' dog out and it was cold out. It was sprinkling. It was raining. He could not find a spot. So I got to the point that I was like, Lloyd, we got to.
Oh, his name's Lloyd.
His name's Lloyd. Lloyd, get real. I need you to find a spot. And like, I'm getting really cold. My fingers hurt and my ears are getting cold and my nose is starting to run. Please, for the love of God, find a spot to do your business.
You sound like my mom. All you needed to do was give him a middle name and then...
I did, Lloyd Patrick.
How do you treat your pet like they are a little human? Instead of having four legs, they've got little two paws. Well, 2 feet, not paws, actually. Sorry. They're little humans.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even royalty. Types of humans.
I mean, people are commenting like crazy on our Facebook page, posting adorable photos, which we appreciate. I mean, Erica even said, although her dog has passed 5 years ago, her dog had his own pillow on the bed. Don't use it. That is the dog's pillow.
Okay. I get it.
I would do the same thing.
They become very protective of what is theirs and they deserve it.
Yeah.
Darn it. They sure do. Cheryl, how do you treat your pet like a human?
When he was alive, he's a cat, and I would put him in a little high chair and feed him his food one by one into his mouth, and he'd just sit there and let me feed him. And then after that, I would tuck him in a blanket and rock him to sleep.
That is so cute. What was the cat's name?
Hobo.
Oh! I love it.
Yeah, and I still miss Hobo.
Oh my God. That is like the definition of a fur baby.
Yep.
Yep, he was.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I do think that we have escaped sand and salt season, but now we're in dirt and mud season.
Ugh, it's the worst.
I'm like glad that I'm not tracking that crap into my house anymore. However, I had a real reality check last night when I was letting my parents' dog out.
I was just going to say, it's the worst when you got little paws.
Oh, muddy paws everywhere. And you know, they got to do the sniffing all over the place. And I'm like out there in my white shoes, a muddy mess.
Yeah.
And I can tell looking out the window, it's still a muddy mess. So I don't know how to feel about that.
And they bring it into the house. And you're like, please, for the love of God, nobody come over. Nobody look at my dirty floors.
And honestly, don't bother taking your shoes off. I'm doing you a favor.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I cannot believe next week is about spring break time.
Oh,
which
wow.
Also means it's spring cleaning time.
Oh, God.
Okay, don't be too worried because, yeah, you're thinking about like, oh, that means I need to like go through the closets and dust off the baseboards and all the nasty stuff. What about cleaning up your dating profile? Huh? Spring clean your dating profile.
That's not what you do with spring cleaning.
Well, it is now. According to Whirlpool. And I would.
Heck are they doing?
They make dishwashers and fridges and stuff, which also need to be cleaned. But they are giving some tips on how to spring clean your dating profile. So I'd like to pass that on because I trust them.
Hey, you know what? I trust them with my washer. I'm going to trust them with my love.
That should be their tagline. You're on a roll today. Okay, so they did a survey because they wanted to show how small things around your house, doing the little things, could have really big impacts in your dating life. So they did a survey of singles ages 18 to 44 looking for a potential partner, and they found some really interesting information. Number one is that people are seeking partners with the ability to, there are three things, that is, do basic household chores.
Oh my God, yes.
Laundry.
Oh my God, yes.
And dishes properly.
Yes.
And the numbers for those are all well over 80% of people are looking for those things, mm-hmm. Which is crazy. You could score a date by folding a t-shirt, if you really think about it.
Yes.
They also found out that 60% of people are looking for a responsible partner in addition to someone who is caring. Mm. So maybe as we grow up, we're less likely to go for the party people. And then this is really something that I don't think anybody would have expected. Because what kind of pictures do you normally see on a dude's dating profile?
Well, sometimes he's got pictures of him holding up a fish.
Okay.
He's next to his truck or his car.
Yeah.
Sometimes a photo with his mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like him in a bar with him and his groupies.
Yeah. What about a gym selfie?
I do see those sometimes.
Okay. Get rid of it. Get rid of the fish. Hey, get rid of the gym.
Please do.
On it. This is scientifically proven now, and here's why. Apparently, 64% of single online daters prefer photos of their potential match cooking a meal instead of working out at the gym.
Yes, yes, because I can't cook, so I need to know that you can cook.
This works. I mean, obviously, who doesn't love to see a big old bicep in the gym? That's great. That's
awesome. I want to see your biceps flipping. That steak is what I want to see.
Oh my God. Ew.
What? That's what I would say.
That's your new dating profile bio.
No, that's what I'm sending in the messages. Hey there. I want to see those biceps flipping the stick. You think I'll get a message?
Yeah, let me know how many people respond.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I am so glad that people were calling in yesterday telling us what you have named your car. I really appreciate it because thank you so much. You were inspiring Taylor to hopefully name her cars. What I thought. However, she left empty-handed.
I didn't do my homework. There were some options that I really liked. A lot of people did, like TV characters or movie characters. I couldn't think of one on my own, but one guy called us and suggested Cruella, which I like.
I love Cruella.
I love a Disney villain. There were some other people like playing off of the make or the model of the car. You said Rhonda the Honda. That one's okay, I guess.
She don't like it.
You had a car named Black Pearl, I think.
Yep, I did.
I don't know.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like to say it's because of your middle name.
Stop it.
So I came up with Large Marge. That's also still in the running, I feel like. But I'm not married to any of them.
You haven't found one yet.
I don't feel the pull to any one of these names specifically.
I'm so mad. I don't even know why this bothers me. Clearly, I need more drama in my life when your car is not named is my problem.
Tearing you up.
I need drama. This is the only drama in my life.
It's this is like, we don't have kids. This is as close as we can get.
I know, right? We need kids to have drama. Okay, so I really, really want to help you name your cars as much as I can. So I put matters into my own hands and I went to google.com. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
As one does.
And I looked up car name generator.
Perfect.
Like, I know Post Malone did really do this. He, if you didn't know, that's where he got his name. His real name is Austin Post. Why am I blinking on his name? Austin Richard Post.
Yes.
Jesus. Why did I blink on his name? Austin Richard Post. And so he put his name in a rap generator and it came up with Post Malone.
Mm.
You can do the same thing apparently for a car name generator.
Get into it. I'm ready.
Four questions. Here we go. Number one, how old is your car? Is it less than 3 years? 3 to 5 years?
Less than.
That was easy. Less than 3 years. Now we're going to go over the color. There's different options, but how about you just tell me what color your car is?
Black.
Perfect. Now we're on to question number three. We're almost done.
This is so easy.
I like this one a lot. What personality does your car have? Now, you have options.
Okay.
Adventurous, attention seeker,
ooh,
clever, grumpy, happy, unpredictable, playful, ooh, or sensible. What would you say?
Okay. Well, okay, I'm caught up over here. I'm doing this because I want to answer my way and I want you to answer your way.
Well, good, because I have a way of what I want to answer this.
I would say her personality is playful.
That's not what I would say.
You would say?
Attention seeker. So I'm going to put that down. Are you putting playful?
Yeah. Oh, I don't like mine.
I do not like mine. What'd you get?
I got Max.
I got Rodney.
Oh,
let's try this again.
I don't like it. I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again because she feels like a she. Okay, I'm doing playful.
What if I pick? She's not unpredictable because I would say unpredictable is like, I don't know if it's going to start today.
I need a bunch of boy names. I got Orlando.
Attention seeker. I'm picking that again. Blondie. No, no, see, it's
doesn't
not
make
blonde,
any
though.
Sense. I don't like it. Doesn't make any sense
okay.
at all.
This is really bad. Maybe this was
Bob,
a horrible.
I got Bob. This was the worst idea in the history of the United States.
I thought
States.
This would be a really great idea. I got Dusty twice. I think it's Dusty.
No.
I got that one twice.
I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm reformed. I'm going to clean my car now. So
Miles.
Dusty.
Because it's going to go Miles.
No. See, I just got Blondie. This website sucks. And
Finn.
This was a terrible idea. And you're fired as the namer of my car. So earlier today, we were talking about how we treat our pets like humans.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the extra things that we do. You mentioned Destiny. And a lot of people talked about like feeding them off the table or letting them sit at the table with you.
Dude, I thought I was the only one, but apparently I'm not the only one.
You weren't, because somebody texted in and said their bird shares their breakfast with them, which
iconic.
It's kind of awesome, but it's got me thinking. I feel like everybody's pet has a certain like human food
mm-hmm.
that they beg for maybe more than others. My cats, for some reason, love shredded cheese. Like they
we talked about this.
I just don't.
Is there a specific kind? Sharp cheddar, taco?
No.
Fiesta?
No. They will eat it all. They know the sound of the bag and they go nuts for it every time. It's very bizarre. But I'm also thinking of my family dog, Lloyd. He loves pistachios.
Uh-huh. Random.
He knows the sound of the bag the way that my cats know the sound of cheese. He loves pistachios. He loves popcorn. And he really loves pizza crust. All very, very strange. Not really dog treats, but he eats them all the time and he gets really excited when it comes.
I noticed dogs really like popcorn. Oh my God.
They do.
They just love it. But my parents, so growing up, or about when I was like a senior, my parents got a dog named Charlie. And Charlie's still kicking. And he's got a problem. He's got a fast food addiction.
Oh no.
Wonder where he learned it. My dad, oh God, there's so much to tell you about this. First off, Charlie, if you have him in the car when you go through a drive-thru, Charlie has to be at the driver's side window. And Charlie will. And they have taken photos. It looks like Charlie's putting in his own order.
I love that.
Charlie has to be there to greet the workers and get the bag. Make mm-hmm. sure it's secure in the car. And then I have went to lunch with my dad before at like a fancy restaurant. And he ordered like a cheeseburger and french fries. I saw my dad like bundling it up in a napkin. I'm like, Dad, what are you saving this for dinner tonight? What are you doing?
Get a box.
Ask for a box. He's like, Charlie will kill me if I don't bring these french fries home. It has gotten so bad that my dad has to bring french fries home from the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
I like, kid you not.
Because Charlie can smell the french
Charlie
fries
can
on the
smell
fingers.
It. Charlie can smell it. Charlie knows that you went somewhere that had french fries. Charlie has a french fry problem.
Charlie sounds kind of bossy, but also like me.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.